for a little here tonight. It's all right with you. Not going to be long. We're in Isaiah chapter 9, and we were in 6 and 7 this morning. We're going to continue there. And we obviously have already gone somewhat beyond the point of the emotional high. And every service has an ebb and a flow. And we are already there, and we've hit it about 10 times already tonight. I love the Word of God. Everyone say, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated. Let's give him thanks and praise for his word that is forever settled in the heavens. Mighty God, we give you all praise. We give you all the thanks. We magnify your name for your word that is forever settled. We thank you, Lord God. Magnify you tonight in this house. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise God. God is so very good to us, to visit us as he does and to open up his word to us. You realize that you're in this house tonight. You have the revelation of the mighty name of Jesus. We've been working on this for a few services, but how awesome it is to understand. There aren't many people in this city that understand that Jesus is the mighty God, that he is the everlasting Father, that Emmanuel does mean God with us, and that when you baptize somebody in water, you need to do it like Peter and Paul and Philip, and you need to put them down in the name of Jesus, who is the Savior and the God and the Creator and their Deliverer. And whatever you need, the name of Jesus is all of that and more. Somebody say, praise God. We are so blessed to handle his word in the house tonight. We've been dealing with the identity of Jesus there in Isaiah 9 and 6. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. And that is something that we, for lack of a better term, many times will call the oneness of God, as opposed to any other doctrinal or theological position. God is not three. God is not two. But hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And that's the preface to the very most important commandment in the Word of God, because we are commanded to love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I remember as a child not knowing who to pray to, and wanted to pray to God, but I didn't know if I should pray to the Father or the Son or who specialized in what, or the Holy Ghost maybe. But I didn't know much about him because our church didn't talk about him very much at all. And it's amazing. I was a child with that dilemma, but I meet adults all the time with that same confusion and that same dilemma. Isn't it awesome to know that when you call on the name of Jesus that you've called on your Father? When you say, our Father who art in the heavens, you know who's seated upon the throne of authority. I'll tell you who's seated in the throne of authority tonight. It's the one that came down to see about me, the one that died for my sins. Praise God. And when he returns, he still has the nail prints in his hands. Cite Zechariah chapter 14, chapter 13, chapter 12. Praise God. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Praise God. It's an awesome thing. This morning we talked about the fact that his name is Wonderful, and the root of that in the Hebrew has the connotation or the direct implication of being hidden. So not so much wonderful as great, but wonderful as the angel told Manoah, the father of Samson, how is it that you ask of my name, seeing that it is wonderful or secret? It's hidden. It's miraculous. It's secret, and truly the name of Jesus is miraculous, and truly it is still secret. You say, well, people handle it all over the city every day, but they don't know who he is. They handle it, and they're like the sons of Sceva who couldn't cast out the devil. They said, "In by the name of Jesus that Paul preaches." The demon said, "I know Jesus and I know Paul, but I don't know you." And then those in Matthew chapter 7 that say, "Lord, Lord, we've cast out devils in your name. We've prophesied in your name, and in your name we've done many mighty works." But he said, "I'll tell them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." There are a lot of people handling the name of Jesus, but they don't know who he is. And they're not connected with him by covenant. I'm not speaking of this to diminish what they have in God or to throw a stone at them. What I want to do tonight is amplify the power of the revelation that God has given you. How wonderfully you are situated because God has spoken to you about his name and about his person. And tonight you know who spoke the creation into existence. And you know who holds the stars together. And you know who's coming back for you. Everybody say his name is Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. The secret is out. The 13th of Matthew, where the apostles are asking, "Lord, why are you teaching them in parables?" And Jesus said, "Because they have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, they don't hear. They fulfill what Isaiah spoke of." And he said, "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and blessed are your ears because they hear." Don't take this for granted, and don't diminish the value of it by ever letting it grow common to you. But every day of your life, take out that knowledge and shine it up and lift it up in your daily prayer life. I thank you for the name of Jesus in your daily exchange with God. I thank you, God, for this wonderful revelation. I thank you, mighty God, for the word of God that you've given. You see, prayer is the place where you pull out the precious things and you shine them all up again. You say, "Well, how can I improve the name of Jesus?" Well, you can't do anything to improve the name, but you improve it in your mind. When David said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me," you can't make God any bigger. You make him bigger in your life. You make him bigger in your heart. My God, pull out that name of Jesus and celebrate it every day. Pull out that Holy Ghost and have a fit about it every day. Pull out that Word of God and weep in the pages of it. And thank God that you're not lost in sin anymore and that your eyes have been opened. Tell your neighbor, "I cried unto the Lord and he heard my cry. He lifted me up out of a deep pit, out of the miry clay. And he set my feet on a rock and he established my goings. And he's put a new song in my heart, even praise unto my God." Now you got to look at him when you say this. "And many shall see it and fear." It's scary when I really praise God. It's scary when I really get to thinking about the name of Jesus and all that is done for me. When I get to thinking about that Holy Ghost and how awesome it is, and how that somewhere up there, if you turn the pages and you look closely, my name is written over there. And when the devil gets to going through his roll book and he gets to the page where I was, he can't find it. There's something over my name, and he can't get it off the page. He can't rub it off. He can't clean it off. My name's been covered by the blood of the Lamb. My sins are buried with him. My God, we may reach up and touch the top again here tonight. My God, I feel Holy Ghost all over this house. It'd scare you to death if I told you what I'm thinking. I'm too discreet. I'm feeling something in this house that is a precursor. I'm feeling something in this house that is like that first gust of wind before that storm breaks on your life. I'm not talking about a bad storm. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost storm. I'm talking about life-giving rain, the wind of God. Praise God. In this house, God loves your worship. God loves your holiness. God loves your commitment. God loves to hang out with you if you're faithful to God. God wants to be there with you every time you get together. People drive me crazy wanting to draw away from God or get as far away as they can or see how close to the edge they can walk. I don't want to draw closer to the world. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed world, to the pit from which I came. Draw me. No, I don't want to go back there. I don't want to see how close to that. I want to see how close I can get to Him. God is attracted to faithfulness. God is attracted to holiness. God is attracted to worship. He inhabits the praises of His people. Somebody just shout about it a little bit right now. Thank God for the revelation of holiness. Thank God for the revelation of the mighty God. Thank God for the revelation of truth. Praise God. Praise God. The secret's out. Give your neighbor a high five and say, I know the secret. God is one. He's my Father, and He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer, and He's my Creator. I've got it, I got it, I got it. The baby is God Almighty, robed in flesh. Praise God. And so the scripture said His name is Wonderful. And it says that He's Counselor. And if you do the derivative there for the original, the word counselor has to do with someone who determines or someone who resolves. As in, you have a crisis and He resolves it. You're at an impasse and He resolves it. You're lost in sin and you can't pay the price for sin. That's an impasse. But He comes down and He resolves it. And so He's the one that works the plan. Inherent in that root word for counselor is the one who works the program. Or the NIV says the one who works the plan. Praise God. Somebody say, God has a plan. Tell your neighbor, God's got a plan for me. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and beginning in verse 7. And Paul said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. You see, we handle this so much, and we talk Pentecostalese. We talk about stuff the world just listens to you, and they don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about. Even if they're pseudo, quasi, worldly, secular, non-biblical Christian. They don't understand it. Whoa, we had church last night. And they don't know what having church is. I was trying to get George to explain that while I go to Eduardo and to Juan and and I said, man, we're going to have church tonight. And then I looked at George and said, translate that, because it's axiomatic. I don't know how to translate that. It's going to be very delightful in the house tonight. That translates. Angels are going to come down and stand around while we shout. God's going to kiss the earth. This is going to be the place where the epicenter happens. This is going to be the place where the glory begins to spring up. Oh, look at your neighbor and say, the glory doesn't fall down. Tell them, I got the glory in me. No, you need to get this. The wellspring of living water isn't up there, and it's not over there. It's down in you. He that believes, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow a river of living water. When we get to moving and we get to shouting and we get to praising, you feel the moving of the presence of God, but it didn't come from up there and it didn't come from over there. It's, if it's happening in your life, it's coming from in here. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. We're still handling this mystery. This morning we dealt with Deuteronomy 29 and 29. The secret things belong to God, but He reveals it to us, and then it belongs to us and our children. God, we've got ownership of some awesome things, some power. You know the world has turned its back on holiness, but don't you love holiness tonight? They can vote any old way they want, but I love holiness. They can't vote away the word of God. Standing in the middle of the Outer Limits Conference in Sacramento, California. I'm standing there, eyeball to belt level with Larry Booker. And I said, Brother Booker, you know, there's such an intense and wonderful presence of God in that house. Just after one of the morning services. Good looking holiness all over the house. Good looking standard all over the house. Wonderful presence of God, wonderful anointing, every category of revival. You talk about a five-star church. And I told Brother Booker, I said, it seems like folks could connect the dots. This church is not leaving the Word of God. It's drawing closer and closer to it. This church is not leaving the old landmarks of holiness. It's getting closer and closer to it. And you could just sit there and inhale the wonderful, pungent presence of God just absolutely filling the house and permeating everything and everybody in it. Praise God. We're handling the mysteries of God. If God's called you to be a holy roller and He's given you that revelation, don't you turn that loose for anything in the world. Don't you let the devil make you settle for less. Don't you let him blind you. The God of this world has blinded the minds of them so that they can't see the glory of God. Don't you let him blind you and steal this precious mystery that God has revealed to you. Praise God. The hidden wisdom. We're in verse 7. Chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Say, God's got a plan. God planned all this before there was a world. He planned revival in Birmingham, Alabama. Before there was a world, God planned revival in Birmingham, Alabama. It's on God's punch list. All he needs is some hands to do the job. And I can't get anywhere near where I wanted to go tonight. Where I wanted to go was chapter verse 7, Isaiah 9 and 7. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. We're going to have to deal with that Wednesday or someday. Because there's just not room in the house tonight for it. Praise God. Which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Verse 8. Which none of the princes of this world knew. What did we say this morning? It's wonderful. It's hidden. It's miraculous. It's a mystery. None of the princes of this world. And he's not talking about the human princes of the world. They wanted to crucify him. But none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord. If death had known he was going to lose his business, he'd have never crucified him. If the devil would have known the plan of God, he'd have never driven the nails in his hands. My God, they'd have let him live and die in Nazareth. They'd have never touched him. But he's raising the dead. Don't touch him. He's 200 years old now. Don't kill him. Because when he dies, he's going to make the atonement payment for mankind. He's going to kick the doors off the hinges down where death lives. He's going to take the scroll of hell and erase everybody's name off of it that's been covered by the blood. My God, he's going to turn our whole dark kingdom upside down. None of the princes of this world knew it. They didn't know the mysteries that you know. I'll tell you this, they still don't know the mystery. You know, Brother Marvin Treese has a doctorate in the Greek, and he deals with the nuance of the Greek. And you've read where the Bible said the angels have desired to look into, talking about the things that you've experienced. And he said the nuance of the word is like they're little boys looking under the tent at the circus. The angels, they don't know why you're singing. They don't know why you're dancing. They don't understand the joy. Angels don't get the Holy Ghost. Angels don't get redeemed. Angels don't get picked up out of the pit. And the princes of this world are fallen angels. And they didn't recognize the plan of God. And they still don't know exactly what all this is about. They hate you because you are God's children. And you're God's bride. And they can't kick God, so they want to kick you. You can't kick God, kick his kids. You can't kick God, kick his wife. They can't get to you. But they don't know like I know. They don't know about this joy. I can take a kicking and keep on ticking. You ought to just shake your head at the devil right now and say, is that all you got? Is that all you got? Let me tell you what I've got. I've got life eternal. I've got joy unspeakable. I've got peace that passes all understanding. I got a shout. I've got a dance. I've got a church family. I've got the word of God. I've got the mystery of God revealed in my life. Praise God. Somebody say praise the Lord. And shout, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Give your neighbor a high five and say, you ain't seen nothing yet. Say, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Well, somebody say praise God. Somebody shout praise God. It was a mystery, but God's revealed it to us. There's more coming. There's more on the way. But I'll just tell you, right now, you've got everything you need to be a success in the kingdom of God. You got all the power. Somebody shout, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Somebody tell your neighbor, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Shout at somebody else, if God be with us, who can stand against us? My God, you've got a promise for every day of the year. You've got a promise for every season and every circumstance. And it's all prepared from the foundation of the world. And God is working the plan. God's working the plan. I'm not going to pursue this anymore tonight. I want you all to gather down with me around the altar, if you would, tonight. We've already had a lot of really good church already. As you're coming, shake somebody a little or take somebody's hand and say, don't be afraid, God's working the plan. Kimberly, now I'm not going to give you $5 for this. But who put the stars in their place? Jesus did. This is a smart kid. Now we talk about falling stars. But the scripture says, not one faileth. He knows them all by name. He numbers them all and not one failed. What you're seeing with a shooting star is a meteorite. I know you know that already.
Sweetheart, if a star fell on us, we'd just pack up church, because we'd be gone. Crispy critters. But the one that put those stars in their places is the one that has made you your promise. And he has never failed. Tonight, when you go out, if it's possible, I want you to look up at those stars. Same stars that Abraham looked at. And the light that you're seeing tonight is probably light that came from some of them on the very night that Abram walked out of his tent and God had him look up. Because it takes a long time for starlight to get to the earth. But I want you to look up and say, he knows them all by name. Not one ever fails. And he's the God that has given me a promise. Lay your hand on your neighbor and tell him, he never fails. He never fails. The word of God is sure. Having this foundation, God knows those that belong to him. My God, I feel Holy Ghost as thick as molasses in this house tonight. Praise God. I want you, wherever you are right now in the Holy Ghost in this service, I want you to just begin to love him and praise him and thank him. Thank you, Jesus. No mountain high enough, no river deep enough, no trouble bad enough. God never fails. God has you in the palm of his hand. He's got the answer. He's got your life in the middle of his plan. He's working his plan in your life. Come on, thank you, Jesus, for your plan in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for working your plan in my life. Working his plan in your life. And his plan never fails. He never lets you down. Never leave you by yourself. Praise God. Just press into that a little bit. I love you, Jesus. Somebody standing by you might need the Holy Ghost now.
I love you, I love you.
Make sure you know who you're standing by.
I love you, I love you.
Hallelujah.
Because you can.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
I love you, Jesus.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
I love you, Jesus.
Jesus, I love you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Because you can.
Praise God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Praise God. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, lay your hand on somebody by you right there. Pray the strength, the blessing, the goodness of God. Praise God.
sweet, sweet presence of God in the house tonight. God bless you. Share your victory and share your love with one another.